I just started seeing this young lady. She's very beautiful, smart, and I like her a lot. She's a single mother of an 18-year-old about to start college this fall. So to me, she's a great person to be around. The only problem I have is that she is mean as heck. If she don't get her way, she goes off and starts to say a lot of mean things. I told her daughter that I could handle her and her ways, but I don't think I'm up for the emotional abuse. Shirley and Steve, I listen to your show every morning and value your opinion. I don't want to let her go, but if she doesn't try and work on her problem, I'm gone for good. Listen, when I tell her I'm leaving, she says goodbye, but I stay because I think I can change her. All right, first, you know, you got to stop trying to change her. I mean, you already know you can't change anyone. You can only change yourself. But there is a lot going on in this letter. You say she's beautiful and smart, but mean as heck, and she's an emotional abuser. But, you know, has anyone ever told you you don't have to take this? You know, you got to ask yourself, why are you still there? I mean, is she that beautiful? Is she that smart? See, to me, no one is. I don't care how good they look, how smart they are, you know, how intelligent they are. I say don't let her treat you any kind of way because it does sound like she's dogging you out. You know, you don't have to take this just because she can't get her way. She's being selfish and immature. And, you know, she's called your bluff I don't know how many times about leaving because she knows you are all talk and you are not going anywhere. They're just idle threats. So stop saying you're leaving if you don't really mean it. And it sounds like you really do need to leave her, though, before something else goes down. She, you know, she doesn't seem to care that much about you, or she thinks that if she acts that way, you'll stay. Steve?
Well. What do we have here? Finally, a strawberry letter where the roles have been reversed.
Yeah.
Usually it's a woman trying to find a way to change a man.
Mm.
So now, ladies, what I'm going to have the opportunity now is to show you. See, because every woman know what he should do. Shirley just said it. Every woman knows what he should do. But guess what? Every woman won't do the same thing when it comes to themselves. So maybe we'll try to share this lesson in the reversal. You have a man who's seeing this young lady. She's very beautiful and smart. And I like her a lot, single mother, all that. But you can't handle her ways. And she just mean as heck, and you and her daughter have talked about it, and you told the daughter, I can handle her ways. But then it just keeps happening, and you wind up thinking, maybe I ain't up for the emotional abuse. Wow, there's so many lessons in this letter. First of all, Shirley said, no woman is that fine. That's not true. See, Shirley, to a man, a woman is that fine. See, once we think you beautiful, you're aesthetically pleasing to our eye, no matter what you look like. If you're aesthetically pleasing to our eye, we in. And we in for some abuse with it, as long as we can be in. But Boomerang's grandmother said something that rings true. No matter how fine a woman is, there's a man somewhere sick and tired of her ass. That is a true statement. So now let's look at this man. She's mean as heck. So what you're doing, sir, is you're dating a rattlesnake.
Wow.
And she's evil, spitting fire, venomous tongue, evil, funky, stank, all that. But you're going to stay with her because you keep thinking you can change her.
Mm-hmm.
As I've shared with so many women, you can't change a person. You can bring out the best in a person. You know, you can get with a person and your compatibility makes you all better. I've seen it's happened to me. You can get with a person that you're compatible with and it can make you a better person because it allows you to be who you are. It brings out the best in you. So I think one of the lessons that we all have to learn as we get older is you can get with somebody and that because you all are compatible, you can bring out the best in each other. Or guess what? You can get with somebody and bring out the worst in them. You're with a person that you're bringing out the worst in. Excuse me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
And you've brought out the worst in her. Now, you've talked to her daughter about it. Her daughter obviously likes you, and you all have talked and wants you to stick around, and you told her you can handle it. But you lied to the girl because you really can't. You don't think you up for the emotional abuse. So why are you there? Why are you there, man? And I'll tell you why you're there. Because she's so beautiful. You think you done hit the jackpot in the looks department. So you're going to try to hang in there because as a man, you like the way that ornament dangles on your arm.
Ah.
See, women stay in there for a lot of other reasons. Men will hang in there if you just fine. We'll try to work it out because of the way it looks when you with us. But eventually, even that wears out, just like the reasons why women stay with men wear out. This reason is about to wear out. If you try to stay with this woman right here, you finna have some misery in your life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.